Welcome to this amazing, mind-blowing podcast.
And I'm currently joined by Zed from Dreams of the Damned. Mordena, Zed, how you doing?
Yeah, very lovely, very lovely. Sunny here in Wellington. Not sure what it's like in Dunners.
It's very cloudy, overcast, grey day.
Very cloudy.
Okay. Yeah, it's not doing too great, but glad to hear that point of care is bright and shiny, because I don't think there's anything that beats point of care on a nice day.
Yeah, when it's not blasting wind at you.
Yeah.
It's a great spot.
I stayed in Wellington earlier in the year, and you know, people would talk about how it's so windy, and I was like, oh yeah, it can't be that crazy. But it is really windy.
Yeah, you get hit by it very quickly.
Yeah.
It just changes in an instant.
Yeah, it's crazy. Is that a band shirt that you're wearing today?
Yes, I am.
Oh, hell yeah, some Metallica.
And Justice for All, my favorite Metallica album.
That's not the one that Lou Reed did with them.
No. That's Jason Newsted's first album.
Okay, because that one has one on it, right?
Yep, one, yeah. Blackened. I just love it to pieces.
Nice, man. Nice. Do you think they're like one of your favorite metal bands of all time? In your top three?
Yeah, I mean, Metallica were definitely my first favorite.
Kind of a gateway band.
Yeah, definitely. Over time, though, Pantera is a heavy hitter for me. Yeah. I love Pantera.
Yeah.
I'd probably have to say nowadays it's probably Meshuggah, to be honest.
Oh, Meshuggah, eh?
I love that gene. Ooh. I love that gene.
they're scary. They're actually terrifying.
The shit that they play. Oh my god, it's crazy.
And the main dude is like super skinny guy with like real. I don't know. I've seen photos with him with real long nails.
Yeah. No, he's very scary, especially when he pulls that face.
Yeah,
it's like the.
He's girding.
Yeah.
Oh man. Well, we're here to talk about the Dig the Gig final and also your solo act, which is Dreams of the Damned. I want to know, what do the Damned dream about?
Well, the Damned dream about finding a way to escape.
Being damned?
But you can also be dreaming about the damned. That's the beautiful double entendre of my name.
Yeah.
That's kind of what I thought about, was just, you know, the damned have dreams, but then you can also dream of the damned.
Very true. Very true. Do you ever play Warcraft 3?
I have not, no.
Oh, it's a strategy game, and there's one of the characters you can click on, and one of his lines is, "The damned stand ready." It's a very nerdy reference.
No, that's fair. I've also seen, I'm not too sure what kind of game it is, but like a trading card game, and there is actually a card called Dreams of the Damned.
Oh, sick.
I think it's like a RuneScape thing or something. Oh, no, Magic the Gathering, that's it. Yes. Yeah. There's a card called Dreams of the Damned. I was like, that's a cool reference.
That's so dope. So you're the only band member of Dreams of the Damned, correct?
Yeah. And studio-wise, basically, yes, I am.
Studio-wise?
Yeah.
Yeah. Not in live.
Yeah, I thought live, it'd be kind of silly just me playing metal. So I've roped in a few of my good mates in the music circle that I'm in. Mm. And it just sounds so loud live, and I'm so happy for it. And like, they're all just so keen to learn my material and play my stuff. They're so passionate about it. So that was really easy and just so good.
Nice.
Such a good connection.
Very, very happy to hear. Dreams of the Damned is inspired by three key metal subgenres. You got thrash metal, your progressive metal, and your metalcore. Those who aren't cultured enough about metal, such as myself, to know what the distinction between these genres is, could you tell us the differences between these three and how they informed your overall sound?
Yeah, so when I started as a drummer, I was very inspired by the thrash metal. Metallica, Slayer, like really fast and like blitzing stuff. With the prog metal side, it's all about like some very weird writing things. So like your time signature changes, your tempo changes, your like metric modulation, all the real nerdy stuff, I'll say, about writing music.
Cool.
But metalcore is a genre of like I think it's a blend of metal and hardcore, and it, you know, it kind of bridges on that like slightly emo type of vibe, but it's the riffs, it's really big on like riffage and like your zeros and stuff, so that's kind of what I stem from, those three genres.
So some metalcore bands include Trivium, As I Lay Dying, Killswitch Engage, Bullet for My Valentine, and also for the prog metal people, you got some Opeth, you got Mastodon, and Tool. I don't know that Tool are prog metal, but now that you say it, that makes sense. Tool are a very nerdy band.
Yeah, no, they're definitely prog metal. I think sometimes people are like, oh, they're not loud enough, they're not heavy enough, but no, they're metal. They're straight up prog metal. I love it. Mm-hmm. Danny Carey's a beast. I can't... one of my inspirations, for sure.
Nice, man. Nice. So with these three influences, do you tend to like do a track each for kind of all of them? Or is it more of a general splicing, dicing kind of deal?
Yeah, sometimes I do a little bit of both, to be honest. Like, especially with some of the albums I make, a lot of them are very changing in, like, genre style. So I've got, like, a thrash metal song, and then I'll go into like a power ballad, and then I'll just go into a straight like kind of new metal type song, like metalcore as well. Yeah, I do a lot of just like song by song, I think, is my main way of attacking it.
Cool. Speaking of album, we've got a track to play here called Break from an upcoming album of yours. Do we have a date or a name for that album yet?
Yes, so the album is going to be titled Ashes to Ashes.
Nice.
What I will say, it depicts a great storyline of a phoenix. So I'll say that for now.
Oh, hell yeah.
I went really ham on the story side of things for this album.
Cool.
I don't have a release date yet, but all I'll say is 2025.
Okay.
I'll say next year.
Okay.
I'll say next year for now.
Nice. What about 3025? 1,000 years.
Ooh. We do the 10,000 days tool type thing.
Yeah, that'd be hella awesome. where does Break sit in the story of the Phoenix?
So for the whole album, I have like a half and half type deal, where the first half of the album is like standalone single songs that don't resolve to the story, where the second half is the story.
Okay.
The Break is an interesting one that I wrote about my caffeine addiction. Because I just, you know, it's like a pre-ritual thing that, like any show that I play, I've always got an energy drink in my hand, and somehow, like, that's just kind of peeled into my real life, so...
Nice.
Yeah, very interesting story about it, yeah.
Are you a monster drinker?
I feel like monster, I am a monster drinker,
I feel like that goes well with the aesthetic.
Yeah, no, definitely a monster guy. I think the blue monster, the mango one, not the juice one, but the actual carbonation one, there's a mango one of that, and I love that.
Nice. Well, you recently won the Wellington edition of Dig the Gig, which is a national show that's trying to highlight some university band talent around the country. There's winners from all major population centres, so Dunedin, Christchurch, Wellington, Auckland. Why do you think Dreams of the Damned won the Wellington Dig the Gig?
Well, I think the first part about it was the crowd, obviously, because it's a crowd-based event. I think the people that I brought along and, you know, the people I was able to win over on that night, for sure. But aside from that, I think our performance on the night, you saw the energy live, you really saw the power and the emotion. I think people were able to connect with that really well, and that's what helped them make some noise for me at the end.
Hell yeah.
It was an incredible moment, to be honest. I had this one part of the show where I was like up on top of the front railing, and I jumped back off into the stage and like did some crazy headbanging. I think that's what won us the night, to be honest. That one moment in time, it was great.
Yeah, honestly, those kind of performance like stunts, antics, whatever you want to call them, theatrics really do win over crowds. They really do make a show, you know.
Yeah, that's like one of the one points I'm always making sure of, is that I'm a big theatrical person. I get into a character before the show, and you know, you see that like raw emotion, anger in my performance. And I'm always making sure that I'm putting on a show, you know, I'm jumping around, I'm having a good time. Because, you know, people are there to listen to the music, but also watch you at the same time. So you need to give them a good balance of both, in my opinion.
For sure, for sure. So you're playing at the Dig the Gig National, which is happening pretty soon. It is next Parade Friday in Christchurch at the Ducks Central. I imagine you're pretty excited for that. Have you got, like, all the admin side sort of travel-y thing sussed out?
Yeah, so I think, thankfully... Matt, the guy who's organising it, is actually paying for our flights and got us accommodation. Oh, so
legend.
All we just needed to do was like send in our tech writer and all that kind of stuff. So cool. Yeah, all the admin's done. Heaps of practice and heaps of promotion up ahead for that big day.
Hell yeah, man. Hell yeah. And that is next Friday, October 18th. The winner of that final, the national Dig the Gig final, is off to go and perform in L.A., at the Sunset Strip at the Whiskey A Go-Go venue, which is awesome. And the Dig the Gig final winner is dictated by votes on the day of the concert, right?
Yeah, so there is... They've set it up so that... Because obviously there's other regions there, so that is a little bit more fair. So they do have an online vote system up now until the midday of the show. But they also have that noise meter at the end as well.
Cool. So if someone wants to vote for you, or vote for anyone, for that matter, for the Dig the Gig final, how can they do that?
Yeah, so if you want to vote for anyone, hopefully me, please. just visit digthegig.nz. It'll be on the front page. If you scroll a bit, you'll see four sections of the four bands. You just got to click the one of the band that you want to vote for. It also asks for a quick video saying, hey, my name is blank, I'm voting for this band. So just submit that in. And I think they're also giving away something if you vote as well. You're in the draw to win some type of prize package, so a little bit more incentive to vote for your band as well.
For sure, for sure. I think that's all the time we have for the yarn, but I do want to know, have you got any upcoming singles or shows that you'd like to plug here on The One?
Well, so Break will be the first single for this album, so
which we're going to play very shortly.
Yeah, so if you like it, follow the socials, Dreams of the Damned, and keep up to date with this next album, because you are not going to want to miss it.
Awesome, awesome. Thank you so much for coming on the program today, Zed. It was great talking to you.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me. Appreciate it.
Take care, mate. All right, folks, that was Dreams of the Damned talking about his new single, Break, which we're going to play for you very shortly, and also talking about Dig the Gig and general stuff there. Good yarn. After that, we'll have some news updates for y'all. We'll have $4 Munch. We'll have all that goodness right after Break by Dreams of the Damned. You're listening to The One. Keep it locked, folks.
All of our content lives online at r1.co.nz.